To begin the sermon this morning, I would like to invite you to open yourselves to the words of David White's Living Together. We are like children in the master's violin shop, not yet allowed to touch the tiny planes or the rare wood, but given brooms to sweep the farthest corners of the room, to gather shavings, mop spilled resins, and watch with apprehension the tender curves emerging from apprenticed hands. The master rarely shows himself, but whenever he does, he demonstrates a concentrated ease, so different from the willful accumulation of experience we have come to expect. A stripping away, a direct appreciation of all the elements we are bound, one day to find beneath our hands. In this light, we hunger for maturity, see it not as stasis, but a form of love. We want the stillness and the confidence of age, the space between self and all objects of the world, honored and defined, the possibility that everything left alone can ripen of its own accord. All passionate transformations arranged only through innocent meetings, one to another, the way we see resin allowed to seep into the wood, in the woods, own secret time. Nothing forced or wanted until it ripens in our own expectant hands. But for now, in the busy room, we stand in the child's first shy witness of one another and see ourselves again gladly and always falling in love with our future. As I shared earlier, and as Roger has mentioned, this is the time when we begin our exploration of a new theme for August. What does it mean to be a people, a person, a community of possibility? I'll tell you now, this is a much heavier theme than I ever anticipated. I so wanted to use possibility as an opportunity to gear up for the fall, to tell you about all the incredible programs and opportunities that would present themselves to you by being just a member of this community, backpacks to bless and programs to plan and anything else you can imagine, because possibility, though we know with the earths and the mystery of tomorrow, we are bound to miss out on all we could, and likely to say no to a lot of what we should say yes to, and say yes to some things that are risks with only some reward. It's odd. Possibility used to mean to me the new day, the stranger in the grocery store that could entirely change your life, the road less traveled that would bring adventure and color and new passions, the hands open in expectation. And in so many ways, that is how I think about the anticipation of the fall. Who will come through those doors? What will they teach us? What will our children learn that will in turn teach us something new? What new depth and growth will we embark on? A community ever more grounded and mature in its spirituality, more committed and grown in its own voice, falling in love with our future. Anything is possible. But as I've aged, you all think I don't do that. But as I've grown, as I've learned, as we each do, there is nuance. And also a shadow side to possibility that is ever present to me. What used to feel like an unfolding and an invitation into all that life makes possible, some days the idea of talking to a stranger in the grocery store is exhausting, if not horrifying. and the want to take a road less traveled when life feels so routinized so that we're all dressed and fed and paid on time, well, that possibility can feel more like a threat than an invitation. I use my GPS for a reason. And then there is that even more difficult partner to possibility, that it doesn't unfold in the same way that it used to, that it doesn't really reveal itself with the same vibrancy that it once did. Our hands still open in expectation, but for some of us, that is as far as our bodies will allow. That is as far as our finances will allow, our child rearing, our mental health, our position in life. We tend to think of possibility presenting itself and that we just fall into it, but possibility is not passive, nor is it stagnant. There are moments when we will have to make a decision to say no, to say yes. There are moments when we've said no with which we will have to come to peace. And the toll on our spirits that live through this of time pushing on and life offering itself, though not always to or for or because of you, is not to be underestimated. Every day is like a choose your own adventure book. Anyone remember those? I'm looking at Wendy, someone, Jen, you know. When I was like 14, these were the big books. Heather, you probably know. You get to the end of a chapter, right at the cliffhanger, and it says, if you want to go rescue the princess, turn to page 55. If you want to go ride horseback, turn to the next page. And you got to choose how the story played out. But now it's like a choose-your-own-adventure book with bills to pay and decisions that will come with consequences. Just think about Sunday mornings. I've said this before in different settings. On a typical Sunday in the fall and winter and spring, we have close to 200 people gathering here, if not more, on any given Sunday. But we tend to be alone together. We tend to think that the possibility, and we know that the possibility is rich and incredible. Think of the stories and friendships that await us in this mix, but that possibility of connection is only real if we dare to introduce ourselves, if we walk those long stairs to fellowship hour, if we listen to one another's reflections on the sermon rather than just wait to argue our own point. As Wendell Berry says, no, there is no going back. Less and less you are the possibility you were. More and more you have become those lives and deaths that have belonged to you. You have become a sort of grave, containing much that was and is no more in time, beloved then, now, and always. And so you have become a sort of tree standing over a grave. No more than ever you can be generous toward each day that comes, young to disappear forever, and yet remain unaging in the mind. Every day you have less reason not to give yourself away. So yes, the turning of the calendar page here at UUCWC and in our own lives, yes, it will mean anything is possible and everything is an invitation. But it also means that with each step outside of this day and into the next, we close a chapter. We become more of what we were. We solidify our habits until we choicefully change direction, talk to that stranger, take that uncharted path, argue ourselves out of excuses. Is this what you were expecting about possibility? I'm not going to pretend like that's not heavy or like that's not a lot to hear. The hard part now is that it gets harder. Reverend Scott Taylor of the UUA says, We tell ourselves so many small things about who we are and what we are capable of that our own words drown out the possibility of anything else. There's probably comfort in that because it stops us from having to face our fears, our loneliness, our perceived inadequacies. In the coming seasons, the world is going to ask a lot of us. It's going to continue to be an ugly election, if I had my guess. And here in your house of faith, we are going to be asked to make some important decisions about claiming our values in public and private ways. A Black Lives Matter banner. What will we do with a surplus of monies if we continue to pledge our ideals and our commitments? To name only two massive conversations already in the works. There are plenty of days when the old habits of my heart want so badly to look elsewhere or to someone else for miracle or Messiah, to do the hard work of making possibility into something tangible and fruitful rather than a moment of what or who we could have been. There are plenty of days when I think small things about bold possibilities, and when I do, I have come to realize it is because I have been thinking so little of myself and so little of others. Despite what the world teaches me every day, despite what this faith has taught me about the divinity within human agency every day. So the question for us now is, as Reverend Taylor asks later, are we willing to consider the possibility that you are not who you think you are? That you are willing to consider the possibility that you might be more, that life could be more, that this very day could be more? A people of possibility, like a person of possibility, does not hyperactively say yes to every open door and uncharted path. I want to be really clear about that. I don't want us to get distracted and into everything. They do not engage with every person or make every decision based in fear of loss or missed opportunity, but they do. We must take on the spiritual practice of being awake enough to life, to our routines, to our fears, and to our comforts to ask those hard questions. Are we willing to consider that we are not who we think we are? Are we willing to consider the possibility that we might be more, that life could be more, that this very day could be more? Now, maybe sometimes the answer will be no. In which case, let us stretch out our branches and look down at the trunk and roots of our past days with acknowledgement and fair reflection. But on the days it is yes, yes, we can be more. Yes, this day can be more. Yes, there is possibility that we will make into more than possibility. Let us go boldly and together into whatever that new chapter might be. One last quote from Reverend Taylor, the one that you find in the order of service for each Sunday of August. Possibility is arguably most central to our faith. It has distinguished Unitarian Universalists from the start. Whereas others saw depravity and sin at the core of human identity, we saw potential, sometimes hardly with any boundaries. When many were preaching that this world was fallen and we should look instead to the hope of an afterlife, we found ourselves falling in love with the possibility of heaven on earth. Theologically, you might say that we were the people that believed that God hadn't given up on any of us, and so why should we give up on life? Taylor concludes, "I often like to think of us as the religion of why not." So, dear ones, may we keep our hands open in expectation, falling in love with our future. And where doors may be closed by time or heart or circumstances, may we be gentle with ourselves. For even above the grave of things that have passed, the tree continues to grow and bloom with every new season. You are more than who you think you are. May we here know this sacred truth about ourselves as well. Blessings and blessed be.